Big O Tires Hotline we go. The last two IndyCar races have been won by one man and one man alone. From Andretti Autosport, it's Ryan Hunter Ray. Hello, Ryan. How are you?
Great. How's it going?
Buddy, you know what is funny? I hosted a year ago the last row party, and you were a part of it, and you and I talked at length. That seemed to be at one of the rather low moments of your career, and it's interesting how things can change in a little over a year. You probably have maybe one of your highest, if not your highest, moments going back-to-back in IndyCar after the past 2 weeks going right now.
Hey, you know, and that's exactly what it was. And when you experience the lowest lows like that, you really appreciate the highs. And we're definitely on one right now, but we got a lot of work to do ahead. We're in the contention for the IZOD IndyCar Series Championship, and that's our goal. That's for sure our goal. We feel like we're a legit contender, and I think we're showing it lately.
Where are you finding the speed, especially lately? And it just seems like that your team is performing as well as it has.
You know, the atmosphere in the team is really just, it's great. I mean, it's as good as it's been since I've been there, and everybody's got a good attitude. Everybody's pushed the same direction, and on the short ovals, we've certainly been clicking. We've got a lot to, we got to give credit to the engineering department at Andretti Autosport. They've been hitting home runs lately, and they've been giving us great race cars, the drivers, so. You need a great race car to do it, and certainly we've got to get the job done on the track, too. And I've found a few things that have worked for me the past few races on these short ovals that have really, I think, been the key to winning. So it's been fun. It's been a lot of fun.
Ryan Hunter Ray joins us from Andretti Autosport on the Big O Tires Hotline. What are the things that you have found that are working for you the past 2 weeks?
Well, you know, we've been really, really good on old tires, and that's where we sealed the deal. I mean, at Iowa, I think we led the last 13 laps, 14 laps, and that's it. We needed to lead at the end, and we did when we needed to. And I think that was very important. Same thing at Milwaukee. When we were on new tires, we weren't exactly the fastest car on the track, but once everybody started to fall off a little bit, we were there with a better balance. I was able to keep my foot in the throttle more, and we were able to make some passes that sealed it.
Ryan Hunter Ray joins us. You know, it's interesting, when I was watching the end of the race on Saturday evening / Sunday morning, I was thinking when you and Marco finished 1-2 on yellow, that kind of was in a nutshell how well not only you two, but how well Andretti Autosport has been, especially as of late. Is that something that you can actually feel within the garage area, that everybody's kind of hitting on, and no pun intended here, all cylinders?
Yeah, I think you can. I mean, especially lately within the team. To win a race in IndyCar, as competitive as it is right now, I mean, you've got the guys like Dario and Tony who were around when, you know, in car K-Day, when all the big names were there, and they say it's more competitive now than it was even then, just because it's more of a level playing field. And to win one of these things, you've got to get so much right on the weekend. You have to roll off the truck right. You got to roll off the truck right. You've got to practice well, and you have to make the right changes at the right time. Work with your teammates, and there's so much that goes into it. But we've been putting it together, and to win two in a row is a testament to the team and how hard they have worked since last year at Indianapolis, when we had the speed issues that we did. They've just redoubled their efforts, and I think it's really showing now.
Ryan Hunter Ray with us. What other interesting thing is to me that you go 2 weeks, 3 weeks back prior to Milwaukee, and there weren't a lot of folks around that thought that anybody was going to be able to run down Will. And now, I mean, you're right there, absolutely right there, and feeling really good about the way your team's performing at this time.
Yeah, when you're only 2 or 3 points out of the championship lead, you start thinking back on races, and you start thinking, man.
Right, right.
If we wouldn't have had the engine issue at Texas, or, geez, if we wouldn't have the CV joint failure at Indy, you know, just those two races alone, if we finished them, we'd be in a comfortable little lead right now, but that's racing. I mean, everybody's had some issues here and there, and it's just part of it. You got to keep your head down, look forward, and it's been a lot of fun. I mean, I think we can really make this thing interesting to the end. That would be great. That's our goal, is to really be fighting this thing out, going into Fontana, and hopefully have the championship on the line. You know, going down the last stint on tires. That would be great.
Do you like the fact that Fontana's going to be a 500-miler now?
I do. I mean, as well as we've been running on the older tires, I think that could suit us in endurance race. I mean, we have to learn from why we had the mechanical failure in Indianapolis that we did, because we were certainly strong there. We fell out when we were running third or fourth at the time, so we need to make sure we don't make the same mistakes again. But as long as we stay out of trouble and we're there fighting at the end, that's all I can ask for.
Ryan Hunter-Reay, well, I met you again at the last row party. You're a great dude, and I'm really happy to see success coming your way as it has the past 2 weeks. Keep that bad boy up, but if you don't mind, we'll track you down again later on in the season. Buddy, congratulations on what you've done as of late.
I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.